Jobs in the medical field are in high demand, and those going into the nursing field are attracted to the fact that they can help people and find jobs in a tight economy. NEA Baptist is building a new $400 million hospital, clinic, and cancer center all on one campus on Highway 49, and jobs will be available soon.
Really, it's an expansion of jobs that we already have. We certainly are going to need more nurses. We have projected that we're going to need 135 more nurses. We'll need more radiology techs, lab techs, respiratory therapists, and then support personnel from environmental services to food service to all of those. With the cancer center, we will be hiring more nurses there and also hiring radiation therapy employees to help staff that department as well.
Administrator of NEA Baptist, Paul Betts. Betts tells about the number of new jobs that will open.
The hospital is projecting that we'll need at least 400 more employees, and I know the clinic is projecting to hire over time at least another 100 employees as well.
Wow, that's significant.
The thing about the hospital side of it, the 400 more employees, will generate, in our estimations, $15 million in additional payroll.
And Bed says in order to find nurses, he has been working with...
ASU is one. We're working closely with School of Health Sciences out there. And Susan Hanrahan has worked well with us on identifying how we might go about working with ASU to recruit new grads. We will probably begin some of that recruitment and placement of those employees May or June of this year. We wanted to take advantage of the new the graduating classes coming out of ASU. And then over the course of the remainder of this calendar year, we will be working with all the different colleges around, doing recruitment fairs and bringing employees from there.
Dr. Sue McClary leads the nursing program at Arkansas State University's College of Nursing and Health Professions. McClary says the school works with NEA Baptist Hospital and St. Bernard's in Jonesboro, as well as Arkansas Methodist Medical Center in Paragould. McClary says the much larger NEA Baptist Hospital that's coming will allow for more learning opportunities for students.
It's going to provide us a lot of new venues for clinical practicum. Because there are so many schools in this area that use the two facilities we have, NEA Baptist, the current hospital, and St. Bernard's Medical Center, it gets very crowded with all of those schools, so it'll allow us more opportunities. We are hoping that there may be some other services that we don't always get to have our students with. So it's just really going to offer more opportunities for the students to learn.
And McClary tells what the new NEA hospital will mean for the area.
Oh, I think it's going to give the area a lot more options also. I think it is going, although there is a very good hospital in Paragould, this also meets all of the needs of those people that are kind of in between. It will also consolidate where the physicians are for the NEA practice in one place close to the hospital, which will be good for the residents of the area that use those facilities. I just think it's going to offer more space and probably draw more people from our surrounding areas.
McClary says Arkansas State has a partnership with area hospitals in which nursing students can find new jobs by participating in clinicals.
Well, we interact with them every semester. We interact with both St. Bernard's Medical Center and NEA Baptist every single semester, talking about what students are going to be coming there that semester, finding out information about what is going on there. So not only did they tell us at that time what was going to be happening, they've also mentioned in other things. And then I serve on their patient and family, basically customer care service committee. And so I've heard about the facility through that, too.
And McClary says that they've been in contact with NEA Baptist about the new jobs for at least a year.
Well, I think we've been aware of it since they started even their plans to build. But, I mean, it's to say we are going to hire a certain number of graduates. That had not happened until fairly recently, I guess last summer. most of the time it's just we're going to need more graduates when we move to the new facility type thing, which it's pretty typical for nursing that you know there are going to be needs and the, you're told there's going to be needs, but an exact number no one really knows.
And McClary says that students are aware of the new opportunities and some are already participating in clinicals.
We're making our students aware, and of course part of what will help fill those positions is as our students go and do clinicals in those areas. We have students that do clinicals at NEA Baptist now, and so they are hearing all about the new facility. There are drawings in the hospital of the new facility, so they're very much aware of that, so that kind of helps. And other than that, at this point in time, there's really nothing else we can do except making our students available to them.
And McClary tells what the goal is when students are sent to the hospitals in the area.
Well, you know, the goal of the College of Nursing and Health Professions and the School of Nursing is to provide educated and competent practitioners for our area. And so that means we are going to be working towards meeting those needs, whether we have a new hospital or we don't. And so with a new hospital, we still are going to be producing graduates that can fill positions in those areas. You know, the other issue is not just the fact that this is a new facility. We have a nursing shortage, and there are a lot of nurses that are going to retire, myself being one of them in some next several years. But there are a lot of nurses that will be, and so we need to have young nurses and new nurses to fill those positions, too. So there's a great need any way you look at it.
And McClary says there are other reasons why nurses are needed at this time.
In this area, there are positions open. The numbers are projected to be very large in the future because of the number of baby boomers that are going to retire. And the increased needs is those baby boomers need medical care, because we know the need for medical care increases as you age.
What challenges have been experienced in this situation?
None really at this point, because the facility's not open. You know, the challenges have been that we can always use more clinical space. When we've talked about could we expand any of our programs, well, we can't really because we don't have any more clinical space at this point in time. So, you know, whether we will expand in the future, we'll wait to be seen, but we know we can't right now.
McClary says there are over 700 nursing students in different programs at the College of Nursing and Health Professionals. McClary says the prospect of jobs at NEA Baptist New Hospital and other hospitals in the region is a big reason why people are enrolling in the program. McClary says the college works with all the hospitals in the area and says the new NEA Baptist Hospital will join the others in providing needed care to the region.
Even though this is going to be a new facility and it will allow NEA Baptist to expand the activities they have, the other facilities in our area, St. Bernard's Medical Center in Arkansas, Methodist in Paragould, all three of those facilities currently provide outstanding medical care to Northeast Arkansas. And so even though we're adding a new facility and St. Bernard's has added things with their wellness center, all of those things just contribute to the outstanding health care that is provided in Northeast Arkansas.
And that's Dr. Sue McClary. Now, many jobs are expected to come to Highway 49 in Northeast Arkansas as a result of the new NEA Baptist Hospital and the new fairgrounds and the economic development as a result of those projects. One big issue that officials are working on now is trying to get control of the traffic that's expected to come to the area. It's a common concern we've heard a lot in this series, and it's something we'll focus on specifically tomorrow during our Highway 49 series here on Morning Edition on KASU.